Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we have some big moves in AI hardware, legal battles, and venture capital funding. Let's dive right in. Arm is making a bold move by producing its own AI CPU for the first time ever. The Verge reports that this chip, called the Arm AGI CPU, is designed specifically for AI inference workloads in data centers. Meta is the lead partner and co-developer, planning to use these chips alongside other hardware from NVIDIA and AMD. With up to 136 cores per CPU and 64 CPUs per server rack, Arm claims this new chip delivers twice the performance per watt compared to traditional x86 CPUs. This could mean significant energy savings and efficiency gains for AI processing. In related news, Wired highlights Arm's official step into chip manufacturing. CEO René Haas explained that the company is responding to soaring demand for AI compute by launching its own CPUs, fabricated by TSMC using a 3-nanometer process. Customers including Meta, OpenAI, Cerebras, and Cloudflare are already on board. The chip aims to be the most efficient agentic CPU on the market, targeting the fast-growing AI data center sector. This marks a shift for Arm, traditionally a chip design licensor, now competing directly with AMD and Intel. On the legal front, a federal judge called the Pentagon's treatment of AI startup Anthropic troubling. Wired reports that the Department of Defense labeled Anthropic a supply chain risk after the company tried to limit military use of its AI tools. The judge suggested this might be a legal retaliation and an attempt to cripple the company. Anthropic is seeking a temporary order to pause the designation while the case proceeds. This dispute raises important questions about government influence over AI technology deployment. Meanwhile, OpenAI is shutting down its video generation tool Sora, despite a billion-dollar licensing deal with Disney. The Verge shared that OpenAI announced the discontinuation of Sora and its API access, ending the partnership with Disney announced just months ago. There are no plans to integrate this feature into ChatGPT as previously rumored. This move follows OpenAI's recent strategic refocus on core products like Codex and their AI browser. It's a reminder that even hyped AI projects can be short-lived if they don't align with company priorities. Finally, Kleiner Perkins just raised a massive $3.5 billion to double down on AI investments. TechCrunch reports the venture firm secured $1 billion for early-stage startups and $2.5 billion for late-stage growth companies. The firm has stakes in promising AI startups like Together AI, Harvey, and Anthropic, and is gearing up for IPOs this year. This fresh capital signals strong confidence in AI's growth potential despite a challenging market. Interestingly, Kleiner Perkins now operates with just 5 partners, focusing sharply on AI innovation. So, what do we take away from today's updates? AI hardware is evolving rapidly with new players challenging the status quo. Legal and ethical questions around AI's military use remain heated and unresolved. And venture capital continues to fuel the AI boom with massive new funds. That's all for today's episode of The Prompt.